Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And for nearly a decade, it was a multi-billion dollar no-brainer. The nation with the greatest amount of surplus capital in the world, China, would park its money in the nation with the most secure financial markets in the world, the United States. And over the last 5 years, a seventh of China's entire industrial output has gone into buying American debt. It is financed to the spectacular deficits that the United States already has, and it's anticipated will have over the next 5 years. But that no-brainer may be changing, and it has billion-dollar implications for the U.S. government. Joining us now to talk about China's willingness or perhaps hesitation, signs of early hesitation on the part of China to buy more U.S. debt is Keith Bradshaw from The New York Times. He joins us from Hong Kong. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is perhaps the most important story of the day, if it turns out to be true. I mean, in many ways, we're reading tea leaves, but you say the incentive structure for China buying U.S. debt is suddenly shifting, and we're already seeing signs of it. What are the signs?
What we're seeing is that money in China is now going places other than buying more and more foreign bonds. Where is it going? One, more money is simply leaving the country because investors are no longer so sure that the Chinese economy is the best place to be building factories or the best place to be buying real estate. The Chinese economy is seeing its growth rate slow down in a hurry as a result of the global economic crisis. Chinese exports have plunged. They're very reliant on things like cashmere sweaters or stereos and computers that are the first that people stop buying during a recession like this. So people are taking money out of China. Money is pouring into Hong Kong here. In fact, last month, the Hong Kong government had to issue far more currency than it ever had before because so many people are trying to change Chinese currency into Hong Kong currency. So the money is coming out of China, and it's not coming out the way it had been into U.S. Debt, into the purchase of Treasury bonds. Second of all, you've got a slowdown in foreign direct investment, that is big multinationals, not just hot money going in from individuals, but big multinationals aren't putting money into China for long-term projects the way they were. So this foreign direct investment is slowed by a third.
So,
and then finally, the trade surplus is reduced. So the Chinese don't have as many dollars coming in. At the same time, the Chinese also have their own government stimulus plan. They're planning to spend $600 billion over the next 2 years. And they need to raise that money from somewhere. Mostly, the Chinese government is turning to its own banks and saying, please lend a lot more money to local governments so they can build new highways and other projects. The banks had been previously buying bonds from China's central government, and then China's central government would turn around and use the money to buy foreign bonds.
Right.
Now that cycle has been broken.
All right, let's very quickly talk about the signs that maybe things will change for the United States. Is there a Treasury bill auction that may indicate China's willingness or unwillingness to buy more debt? And is there an interest rate issue that we should all be watching?
It's very hard to see the long-term, the short-term effects of this, because right now you've got the Federal Reserve going in already buying very large quantities of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac debt and talking about buying treasuries. But over the next few months, you're really going to start to see the effects of this. The Chinese have been buying foreign bonds almost equal to the entire U.S. budget deficit.
Wow.
Now it's looking like they will be buying as little as, say, equal to one-eighth of the 2009
budget
deficit.
That is a huge takeaway. Keith Bradshaw, thanks for joining us. And it's a gigantic challenge for Barack Obama as he takes office. Thanks for joining us, Keith Bradshaw, in Hong Kong, China, for The New York Times.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.